This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Excited to see that. Like I said, you know, we don't want to overreact or we don't want to underreact with what the performance was like. We got to go look at the film, but I'm definitely curious to see, you know, okay, I came in on Tuesday. I seen these guys on Tuesday last week. I want to see if these same guys are watching film on Tuesday this week. Like, I want to see how everyone goes about their process. I mean, same for me, but then outside of their process, you know, how they go out there and execute what they need to do to be able to turn this thing around for week two.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
I think we'd all like to see Tua, instead of worrying about all the other guys playing his position, we'd like to see him just worry about playing better himself. Matter of fact, every guy needs to look in the mirror themselves. But he happens to play quarterback. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Omar, we didn't have it, but everybody's been talking about it, including earlier this morning, Charles Davis brought up your question that you said, hey, when you throw them in bunches, and he wasn't real excited about it. What do you think overall about Tua? I know the offensive line made some mistakes. They weren't great. They have some injuries, yeah. But what do you think overall about Tua's play?
It was his second worst passer-rated performance in his NFL career. It was his 24th game where he'd committed multiple turnovers, whether interception or fumble. The bulk of his games, when he does turn the ball over, they are multiple turnover and interception games. He's got a 10-14 record when he does that. But as we all know, every team struggles to win games when they turn the ball over multiple times.
Yes.
This is, and I'm not putting any of those interceptions on anybody else other than Tua. It was a poor game for Tua. And as we know, this team, this offense, it goes as Tua goes. But he wasn't the sole problem. Unfortunately, when you talk about football and you talk about fantasy football, and everything always comes back to the quarterback. The defense didn't get a single stop. Not one.
No.
Not a single.
Not one.
A single stop.
Terrible.
Not one. The team is built on pass rushing pressure. Daniel Jones probably could have made a ham sandwich with all the dressings in it, yeah, before he threw the ball.
Pass rush was terrible. Yep. Not good, yeah, enough.
And that's the strength of your team. Your secondary got exposed because you had no pass rushing.
That's true. All hooked together.
A tight end that you passed up on, who a lot of people thought was going to be generational. I did not, so I'm not going to sit here and super criticize them. But he tore up every Dolphins defender in his very first NFL game. And making it worse, the tight end that you built this thing on was on the sidelines because he's a 33-year-old coming out of retirement who obviously hurt his hip.
Yeah.
He's fallen and he can't get up. It was just as I wrote in my Miami Herald column, everything that would have been your worst nightmare for a season opener, yeah, showed up in that game. There isn't a single bad nightmare that didn't show up.
You know, it's fun. And one more question, and I do want to get about the team not being prepared when you have so much time to work on, including coaches, by the way, that don't get a hall pass on this either. But Xavien Howard said something everybody's been saying for a long time. You get two out of that first read, and now he's getting ready and looking for something else, and you can rattle him. And he made a point to say that. What'd you think of that? I figure that panic mode is what they called it. No surprise.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with panic mode. Isn't the goal of every team to take a quarterback's first read away and kind of force him to check down the pass? I mean, I remember that was. I remember when Ed Reed, it was like the first game in Baltimore for Chad Henne, and he got exposed, and Ed Reed was in the locker room. He's like, yeah, he's a simple quarterback. You take away his first read, and, you know, he's going to check it down. We'll take that all day long. This isn't exactly the same thing, but what you're seeing, and I've had this conversation with Xavien multiple times about Tua, what you're seeing is, there are certain passes where teams do not worry about Tua throwing them. And so over the process of all these games that he's played, they've got a book on Tua. And so now, if especially on third down, which is what I found very interesting, on the interception where the defensive lineman drops into coverage,
they
rushed three.
Yep.
They didn't even, and three flushed him out, which is kind of weird. Three shouldn't beat five, but, you know, that's what happens sometimes. So they dropped eight into coverage and they clouded the middle of the field because they know how to operate. They know he's going to Malik Washington. They know he's going to the slot. They know he's just trying to move the chains, and they gave him the outside. So if he wanted to take the outside, he could have taken the outside. And this is not something that's uncommon. I see this all the time in NFL games. They're like, it's third and two. You want to take the deep shot? Go ahead and take the deep shot. But that's just not how Tua's been playing lately. And they clouded the middle of the field. It's a cloud coverage. And this started with Houston, too, by the way. Houston would show them one thing and then drop back into coverage and take advantage of another three turnover performance, which but I think he's turned the ball over three times in two of his last three games that he's played in the NFL. But you know, I said this yesterday on Twitter, and I do really do believe this. You know, I think a lot is being made too much about people have caught up to Mike McDaniel's offense. I think there's some credence to that. I think there's some merit to the fact that teams have caught up to who Tua is as a quarterback and how he operates. He's a rhythmic thrower. His foot, and Tua said it in a press conference, and this is the first time he ever really revealed that. My footwork determines what I do. And so on the pass with Tyreek, he was like, my footwork told me I should have moved off it, but I didn't. And right now, I think the key is teams are trying to get him off his rhythm. And when he's off his rhythm, he's not a very good quarterback.
That's something
coaches have to address.
Yeah. And by the way, Mike McDaniel had his roughest day as a head coach of the Miami Dolphins yesterday, for sure. Anyway, before we get to that, I want to ask you about Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, just like everything going on yesterday wasn't enough, the old ex-wife pops up with accusing him of domestic violence, eight separate incidents. The NFL probably going to get involved in this and check it out or no. You think there'll be an investigation on this or no? Or they're just going to go, she's just angry?
I don't think there's going to be an investigation on this. This is one, it's a divorce proceeding. I thought they had an agreement, but, you know, I'm not. One, you could say anything in a divorce proceeding or in a divorce, in a statement, which isn't even available to anybody, including the media. But
TMZ got it.
Yeah, of course they did. But how did they get it? That's the question.
Somebody's giving out info over there. Yeah.
Perfect timing. You know, not to say that any of this isn't true, but it's kind of convenient that it comes out at this very moment, considering, you know, you're trying to get a settlement done.
Well, it's just a bad time with everything going on. The Dolphins, too, and Dolphin fans, it's the last thing you want to hear about. Oh, my God, more drama off the field. Let's just keep it on the field. But second part I want to get to with you, this stat that I did not – I wasn't even aware of it. The last time that Tyreek Hill had a reception over 30 yards was Jacksonville in the opener a year ago, more than now, now more than a year ago. That's incredible to me. Like, if I'm the coaches, I'm embarrassed about that.
Let's think about that for a little bit.
Okay? Nothing to think about.
No. There's something to think about.
That the fastest man in the game who's made a living on big plays down the field, even on catches, being able to run after catch.
No, there's no there's something to think about from on so many fronts about it. Because hell, if he would have came down with the catch that he initially caught that got ripped away from him against Stingley. You know, we wouldn't be talking about that.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But Tyreek didn't play healthy last year, and I'm not making an excuse for him, but that's just the reality of it. He was shut down all offseason because of a surgery that he decided to forego and play the entire season with a wrist injury. Should Tyreek be playing better? Should he look better? Absolutely. Should he be targeted more? Absolutely. Should the offense look more dynamic? Absolutely. But he's not the end-all be-all for this team. The run game is going. The run game was having success. Obviously, with all the turnovers, they couldn't rely on it. Tyreek will look better and play better when they have a run game. And, you know, I have just as much issue about how Tyreek has played over the last year as I do Jalen Waddle has played.
By the way,
neither one of them have been good.
We get Waddle a hall pass because we talk so much about Tyreek Hill. I did bring it up here a few minutes ago. Like, what's going on with Jalen Waddle, too? And by the way, he goes down, and every time he's getting up and he's coming off the field and banged up a lot.
Tyreek, too. Yeah, but Tyreek, too. Tyreek
same deal. Pulled himself out a few times. He did put that old hand up. You're right.
Yeah, he's grimacing. He's, you know, and at this point, injuries, we're week one. Tyreek had 3 weeks off, and I understand he's playing with a calf injury and oblique injury, but it's showtime. This is showtime. And if there was ever an all hands on deck kind of situation, because at this point, if the season continues to go at this rate, if they lose, let's say, to Patriots and then head up to Buffalo, Mike might not be making it back from Buffalo.
You might be right. You know what? I thought if something happened, it would happen later in the season, but I had no idea they're going to play like this. And you've got another team that's very, I think you're even favored. Are you favored, Woody? I got to ask Woody if we're favored in this game, but I think they are. I mean, you got to win this game at home. 2.5 point favorite. Yeah.
Here's my thing that, you know, Joe, you know me, I'm blunt. I'm honest. We talk privately, we talk on the radio. I'm pretty much the same person on and off. They're not that bad. They're not as bad as they showed against the Colts. Like, that was a butt kicking. That was a you failed in every regard of the game. I did not see that. I don't think that that's their talent level. Do they have issues? Yes. Are they a thin team talent-wise? Yes. Is it going to hurt that you're going to be missing the starting right guard and right tackle for however long of a stretch? Yeah, yes. It's going to be extremely painful. you know, is losing Storm Duck beneficial? No, it's not.
No.
You those are all things that are going to water your team down. I already thought this was a very top heavy team that did not have any depth to it. This is going to challenge it even more. But this is an all hands on deck situation. This is the team that Chris Greer made. This is the team that Mike McDaniel chose to coach. This is the bed that you made, and you're going to lay in it right now. So what, trust me, I saw Steve Ross after the game. Trust me, we gonna get changed. They keep losing. It's yeah. Inevitable.
Yeah.
So you just, my thing is, you know, they were the only team that got blown out in week one. It's shameful. It's a disaster. But you know what's more important than how they played in week one? How they respond in week two.
Oh, yeah. That's going to tell you a lot for everybody thinks they quit. You're absolutely right about that. There better be a lot smarter team, more passionate team.
Yeah.
Not make all the mistakes and 12 guys in the huddle and timeouts for a two-point conversion.
You see a repeat performance of what you saw against the Colts, against New England.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm not sure Mike makes it out of the stadium with a job.
Ooh. That's a quick one. All right. Hey, Omar, thank you. Appreciate you coming on, man. Good stuff today. Appreciate it. Thank
Always
you.
Always a pleasure.
Omar Kelly joining us from the Miami Herald. Talk a little bit about the whole situation there, man.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.